Autobahn, Grenze and Currywurst. The differences between Germany and its little sister. In Denmark, Germany is generally known as die Autobahn, die Grenze, and for the German language itself. The first refers to especially the summer season where Danes pack up their stuff and race through Germany with popular destinations such as France, Italy and Spain. Some will take advantage of the free speed limit, some will stick to what they know and use too much, if you ask me. The famous middle lane. Yes, we have them too. The second refers to, let's be honest, the alcohol and sugar. There's a big difference in prices between Denmark and Germany. Therefore, many Danes make the 1 or 2 hour trip, depending on where you live, to shop at the border. Who does not like some good bargains? Thirdly, the German language has become the fear of every Danish student. It's a labyrinth of grammar and a huge challenge to articulate. However, if you do speak German, or at least can communicate, you can be certain to earn an A for effort. But is that all you got, Germany? Most likely not, and the only way to find out is to actually go and spend time in Germany. So, here I am. Metaphorically speaking, the above written may seem a little like a little sister who is taking advantage of her older sister's clothes without returning it again. And yes, we may also look up so much to Germany that we hardly ever disagree. Therefore, in reality, which is not something you hear Danes say out loud, but in between the lines, we as the little sister look up to our older sister and value her tremendously. To continue the above-mentioned Danish sayings of Germany, let me start by saying, if Danes only knew what they are missing out on. I have not only moved to the city of Pforzheim, but to a geographical pearl located in the heart of southern Germany. The city of Pforzheim itself might not have that many sights or tourist attractions to offer, but for 3 reasons, I think it is a treasure. 1. It is located close to cities like Freiburg, Heidelberg, Karlsruhe, Mainz, Munich, Stuttgart, and Strasbourg. Very nice weekend and day trips. 2. It is the gateway to the biggest national park of Germany, where many hiking trails either pass through or start. Since moving here, I've been to some great cities filled with culture and history, seen magnificent nature, enjoyed German traditional food and beer, and spent time with many great people. And by the way, I love the fact that every German I met on my way said, hello. 3. The opportunities that Hochschule Pforzheim has to offer, together with its geographical position. Many successful companies are located in the area, and are very open for young students like myself, and keen to include us into their companies. I'm also talking about Germany as die Grenze. I guess everything is relative, but since Denmark has higher income/living costs than Germany, not meaning we are necessarily richer, we're just in different categories, we go shopping at the border in order to make some good bargains. However, speaking of food and beverages, the German traditional food culture really deserves some appreciation. Currywurst, Schnitzel, Knödel, Spätzle, Maultaschen, just to mention a few, in Mezzomix, Apfelschorle, Weinschorle, Radler, on the other side. None of these we have in Denmark, but definitely something I'm going to miss. In continuation of food and drink culture, Oktoberfest is a must. Here I've experienced food, drinking, and music culture all at once, not to mention the hospitality and kindness of the German people in Dirndl and Lederhosen. Speaking of that, I love the effort Germans put into their traditional clothing. It just gives this extra something to it. Lastly, I've been talking about the German language, and to this, I can only say I'm still learning. Besides exploring the above-mentioned Danish discourses of Germany, which are, of course, very general, superficial, and in terms of everyday chats, I've come across other things which are very different to what I know from Denmark. Firstly, I almost fell off my chair when my German roommates told me how the examination form is. In Denmark, every exam is written on computer and handed in electronically, which typically takes between 4 and 5 hours. Aids are allowed, and equations and graphs are calculated and visualized with different computer programs. Versus 60-minute handwritten examinations without aids in Germany. So, this is something I'm very curious to see how it goes, and my mental preparation for a very different exam is that we have a takeaway from everything we do. Secondly, the first thing I did after arriving was to go to the ATM and afterwards buying a wallet that fits bills and coins other than what I had, which just fit a couple of cards. In Denmark, I never pay with cash, only with card. Even at a market or any other non-shop constellation, we pay with a mobile app. So, as you can imagine, I'd not get very far with my card, because Germans really do love cash, especially for small amounts. I remember the weird look I got when I asked to pay 483 euro with card the first time I went to my local supermarket. So now, I'm always equipped with cash for the small amounts. To finish off, I can only express how happy I am to spend my exchange semester in southern Germany. Even though Denmark and Germany are neighbors, and the two countries are not extensively different, they are still different in the cultural experience. I'm very grateful to experiencing it and taking part in it while studying in Pforzheim. Autor Stephanie Nielsen. Gelesen von Savannah Brennecke.